Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The business community, and farmers among them who depend on credit to run their farms, continue to monitor the Fed interest rate policy. Matt Montero, Vice President of Finance and Treasurer with Farm Credit Mid-America, says Federal Reserve System Chairwoman Janet Yellen is in a tricky position.
They really want to get off of the 0% or near zero interest rates and be able to increase rates so they have a monetary policy tool in the future. However, with the very weak recovery that we've been having and the U.S. being basically the only country driving the global growth, which has been pretty moderate, they do not want to short-circuit that recovery by increasing rates too soon.
At its October meeting, the Fed let it ride for now and will wait and see, and with the global picture in mind, will do some monitoring of its own.
China slowing down, international strife between countries, and also the fact that inflation is so low, below their 2% target, that they are very hesitant to increase rates. However, we can't stay at zero forever, as they need to have that as a tool that could be used in the future.
Montero says their customers in the meantime have been taking advantage of current conditions.
Early on in 2015, rates were unexpectedly low, as they continue to be, and there was another wave of conversions.
Those would be reworking existing loan products to get in on lower rates. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Farm Credit Mid-America serves Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and VP of Finance Matt Montero says some farmers under certain conditions may still optimize their current positions.
If they have a variable loan, when is that set to change in rate, and what is that index tied to? And if they are in that variable kind of a loan product, do they have an opportunity to go ahead and refinance? Or if they are farm credit customers, of course, they would have the opportunity for many products to convert.
And for some farmers, he notes, they may have plans in the works which could benefit from the current interest rate levels.
If you're looking to make a new investment, for example, well, that's a new opportunity, and you may want to evaluate the benefits of low interest rate environment today versus expected future increases, because they can't stay low forever.
Our thanks to Farm Credit Mid-America's Matt Montero for a little economic insight. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.